Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. We've got a fascinating couple hours here for you. B.P. Greycastle has been called the color genius, the color king, the fashion king, the super stylist, and the next super guru who has broken through the human character and color codes. He's authored the book Your Name and Colors. His philosophy has been called one of the most important works ever in deciphering why we think, feel, believe, and act in ways that we do. He has shown that the most successful and famous people in many fields are based primarily on them cultivating the positive character traits of their color-coded names and how we can cultivate our own names to achieve success. BP, welcome to the show. Looking forward to this.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Tell me a little bit more about yourself.
Oh, about myself? Well, I've had quite a life. At one time in my life, I could have been a pro bowler. I went through a year of combat in Vietnam. Today, I went to the hospital and was saying, I got to get on the show tonight. I got to get out of here. But my life would take quite a long time to tell you all about it.
Are you okay from the hospital visit?
Yeah. It was quite an experience, though, but I'm doing fine now.
Did you find that the hospitals are packed with COVID patients?
Oh, God. They were jam-packed. And I felt so sorry for the workers in there. They were so overloaded.
It was oh, my God. It's something else. Where were you born?
Where was I born?
Yeah.
I was born in, actually, in Oakland, California. We lived in Crockett, and then, you know, I was born at the hospital in Oakland, California.
Okay. It's a California guy.
Yeah.
And now, how did you get interested in colors and in names?
Well, when I come back from Vietnam, I took up the GI Bill for going to school, and I was always I always liked nice clothes and stuff. So I took up they had a fashion course out at this junior college, and I took all the classes on that. And I went to work for New York Fabrics fabric store that was out here, and learned all about fabric and things like that. And then one day when this one young lady came in and we got to talking about colors, and she told me about a metaphysical book by Roland T. Hunt about how the letters in your name, vibrate to different color frequencies. So I went and got that book, got interested in it. And then as time went along, you know, I read other books on color theory, and then I start coming up with my own discoveries.
Now, when we talk about, and by the way, thank you for serving. Really,
thank you.
Means a lot to all of us here at this program. And when we talk about color-coded to the name, is this something that's already predetermined and you just decipher it, or how does that come about?
Well, it's predetermined as soon as your parents call your name.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay.
One thing I've always been asked quite a bit is people say, well, what choice did I have of my name? Well, then I kind of answer that. What choice did you have of being born in your family being very good family, or born with polio, or born in the ghetto versus born in a rich neighborhood? There's all kinds of what I talk a lot about environmental influences in my book that also affect you. But your name affects you so much, you're not going to believe it. People's names have shaped history. And some things I'm going to say tonight will probably shock you, you know, how important, how tremendously important people's names are.
That's and when we talk about colors, is it the colors that somebody likes, or is that something else?
Well, normally the colors that people like are two things. For example, if you're like what I call a double purple spiritual person, and what I mean by that is somebody whose first name starts with a B-I-P or W, and their last name starts with either a B-I-P or W.
Okay.
Anytime somebody's a double color to one of their seven centers I'll be talking about, it has a strong effect on them operating and cultivating that center. Now, what particular color they cultivate in that color spectrum tells me what character attributes that are, their different character attributes are cultivated to different shades and tints of colors. In fact, I say that what character attributes you have cultivated are in tune with God. And like, for example, if you've cultivated the character attribute of being forgiving, or graceful, or kind, or dependable, then that will be one of your favorite colors. And when you wear that color, it'll feel good on and around you and look good on you.
And you'll act differently too, won't you?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
I was a television news director years ago here in St. Louis, BP, mm-hmm. and one of the things I did, and I'm going to have you analyze this for a second, but I just made an edict to my anchor people that I didn't want them wearing green sport coats and green coats on the air or plaids, because I just felt it didn't make them seem as credible as they could have been with some dark suit.
Mm-hmm.
Was I right?
Well, you were somewhat right, yeah. Well, first of all, the color green, one of the negative traits of the green spectrum is to be skeptical and a little bit untrusting.
Uh-huh.
And so unconsciously, you might have been picking up on that, and you want your people on your show to look credible and for people to trust them, what they're saying. So that could have been what you were unconsciously picking up.
And it's amazing how people who are watching people with these colors pick this up themselves. They may not know it directly, BP. You know, that guy's got green. Look at him. He's not credible. But it registers in their brain, doesn't it?
Yeah. What I'll be talking about is you're going to see how soon as you see a color, you're seeing it visually through your eyes, and it's going back into your thalamus gland of your brain, which I call the grand central station gland of the brain, and then it sorts it and sends it down to one of your seven centers, and unconsciously your mind says, oh, that's my relaxed color, or, you know, or that color stimulates me creatively, or however.
Somebody's got a favorite color for a car. Does that have anything to do with their personality?
Absolutely. Your name and your color-coded name affects every single aspect of your personality. I think the best thing for me to do is explain how your color-coded letters in your name work.
Sure.
About the seven centers.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, let me start with, okay, you have probably heard about the seven chakra centers, correct?
Correct.
Okay. A lot of people haven't, but it's a Hindu, Indian philosophy. The seven chakra centers, crown chakra, bra chakra, throat chakra, heart chakra. Well, all these hundreds of years that the Hindu people have been referring to those seven chakra centers, I believe they have unconsciously been talking about our seven major endocrine glands. If you look on the charts of the chakra centers and you look at a chart of the seven major endocrine glands, they're in the same exact place.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay.
Now, I call these seven centers, I have three charts in my book, and I show where they're located. I call them spiritual, mental, vocal, physical, control, emotional, and sexual. And I explain the three or four major functions of all those centers. So every time you're called your name, let me go back a little bit. When is the only time you see a rainbow? Is when it rains out a little bit.
And the sun.
You take your garden hose and you spray it. Well, the crystals in the water is what create that.
Right.
Sir Isaac Newton aligned the colors of the diatonic scale, the musical scale. Now, scientists have proven we have crystals in our inner ear, and scientists have also proven that all sounds give off a color wavelength vibration. So every time somebody calls you your name, you're getting subliminal, invisible color wavelength vibrations that are going into your ear, into your cochlear gland, and it sends it to that gland in your brain that sorts it and sends it to the seven endocrine gland areas, or if you want to say the seven chakra centers, or what I call the seven energy centers or personality centers. And it's laying the foundation to your personality and your character traits and your colors to those seven centers. Now,
let me ask you this, though, that when you have a name like mm-hmm. Sam or Betty, does each letter determine a separate color, or do you put it all together as one?
No. Each letter does. That's a good question. Each letter is usually a different color.
Okay.
And I have the chart in my book. That, you know, there's like red letters are C, J, Q, and X. Orange letters are D, K, R, and Y. And so on with the other colors. Now, remember I said Sir Isaac Newton aligned the colors of the diatonic scale?
Uh-huh.
Okay. He aligned to A to indigo, B to purple, C to red, D to orange, E to yellow, and F to green, and G to blue. And other peoples and myself have done the full alphabet.
Okay, now each color represents what?
Each color determines a character trait that, like I was saying before, that you've cultivated. Or they have their own meanings, each color. And each tint and shade and true hue of the colors have a particular character trait and meaning.
Interesting.
And I explain all that in my book, all the positive and negative character traits of all the colors.
If there's a serial killer out there, BP, and you had his first name, would you be able to say that guy's a, you know, there's something wrong with that person?
Yeah. a lot of times that I read about someone getting murdered and they have these different suspects, I'll say, this one seems like the most likely.
Based on their name?
Yeah. Now, what I'd like to, I'm glad you brought that up. Hold on to your chair and your seat on this one.
Okay, I'm holding on.
If they would have had different names, Hitler, Stalin, Mao Zedong, all your most famous, you know, mass serial killers.
Right, heinous people.
Their name has had a major impact on the way that they acted.
First name and last name, or just last name?
Yeah, a little bit of both. It mainly come down to one particular letter, a green letter, where it comes at the last part of their name or after a syllable break, where it kind of hits on it hard, like the Stalin. It hits kind of hard on that T. It breaks real quick on that T.
Right,
which is a green letter. Hitler, where it hits on that T, that which is a green letter. Green letters are F, M, and T. And pretty much all your most famous mass serial killers have that same trait, that same color association.
Let me ask the last name. You heard of the serial killer Ted Bundy. Bundy.
Yeah, he's listed it. Well, no, I kind of held off in my book on listing serial killers. I didn't want to embarrass or irritate people that are green heart center or
sure.
Green spiritual.
Or they might have had that last name.
Yeah. So I kind of, that's one thing I held off in my book is listing them. Let me tell you right now that when a parent names their kids, I often tell them, be very careful. And I explain different names of what they have to watch out for, because they could be predisposing them, their kids, into becoming very callous, very cruel, very unfeeling for other people's feelings, and
sure.
Possibly
or very happy with a great personality, yeah. And outgoing, yeah. And stuff like that.
Yeah.
Same thing.
You're talking about yellow spiritual people.
Yeah.
Let me also say something here. Give you a little example about how names affected history, besides those ones I just gave you. If it weren't for General George Custard's name, that's the number one factor why he got wiped out at Little Bighorn.
His first name or his last name?
Two of his names. General, that G sounds to J phonetically. You have
right.
To do a name phonetically. You have to analyze it.
Ah,
and
okay.
Then George is a actually sounds to J and not a G.
Like me. Same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Now, so he was a double red spiritual person. Red spiritual people, on the negative side, they can be very impulsive. And if you read the history of the Battle of Little Bighorn, he was impulsive, and he didn't wait for his two other companies to come
to
and
join
back him up.
That's right. He should have waited.
Yeah, exactly. He was impulsive, and he went in and started fighting without the backup of his two other companies. And I think he was advised to I think General Reno, said, hey, wait till we come back you up. And because of his impulsive nature, Custer said, no, I'm going right in, and he got wiped out. So all those guys that died that day, some of them probably could have, been alive.
Survive. And it's horrible what they did to Native Americans in the first place.
Exactly.
You know?
I'm not saying that I wish that Custard would have won the thing. I think it was horrible what we've done to the Indians. And pretty much I believe all different races have committed horrible crimes to other people.
Yep. Atrocities, to be sure.
Yeah.
Well, with these, I'm going to cite an example, and we're going to be coming up to a break pretty soon, BP. But this is it's fascinating that what a parent, if they want to name a baby, should read your book, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. If they want their child to be a lawyer, a doctor, a singer, a writer, in my book I show where practically every major career field, 90 to 95% of the most famous in those particular career fields are because of their color-coded names.
That is amazing.
Einstein and Sir Isaac Newton would not have been great physicists if they would have had different names.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.